It's time for Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Lawrence County sports leader, Light 103 WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Oblong High School in Oblong, Illinois, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball, as the Indians take on the Oblong Panthers in non-conference play here in Crawford County tonight. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. Glad you're with us for Indian Hoops as the Indians make their first real road trip of the year. Indians playing the Panthers here in Oblong. Indians played four games in the Capital Classic, then played one game at home against Red Hill, and the one road game that the Indians did have, if you call it a road game, in the Capital Classic, came in Bridgeport. So not really a real road trip until tonight for the Indians. Indians will begin a string of three in a row here tonight. They'll play the Oblong Panthers, then back into conference play on Friday with a trip to Florida to take on the Wolves, then out of conference a week from tonight against Edwards County. But that is then, and this is now. And it's time for the Indians to meet the Oblong Panthers. Indians with a record of 2-3. Oblong has struggled. They are 0-5. This is the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Again, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Bill, Indians on the road here tonight, the first real road trip of the year, facing an opponent that has struggled from the outset.
Yeah, the Panthers have not won a game. They've been beaten badly in all of their games, and off to a real rough start here. So this is a really good chance for Lawrenceville to even its record on the season at 3-3. And well, like last year, Steve, if you remember, the Indians were chasing that 500 mark all the way to Christmas time.
Oblong, we mentioned, at 0-5, the Indians at 2-3. Indians coming off of a good performance against the Red Hill Salukis on Friday, and I'm sure Randy Bishop expects more of the same here tonight for the Indians, maybe with a little more consistency.
Yeah, I would think that would what we'd be looking for. You know, maybe shoot the ball a little bit better tonight. Keep up with the pressure, force Oblong into a lot of mistakes, a lot of turnovers, lead to some easy baskets. Maybe we can have our best shooting night of the season if we can convert some turnovers into easy twos.
JV game was not close, just completed here. It was the Indian JV winning handily by a score of 95-22. Indian Junior Varsity is now 2-0 on the year.
Got a girls' score, Steve. The varsity game in Lawrenceville between these same two schools is already over with, and the Lady Indians won that one 56-24 over Oblong.
And in the JV game, any double-figure scores in the JV game?
Many. I've got it written down here somewhere. 11 for Brennan Winningham led the way with 17. Hunter Scott had 13. Zeth Underhill had 11. And then there were a whole host of guys who had 7, 8, or 9 points. An easy win, like you said, 95. What was the Oblong score? They had it different in the scorebook than what was on the
95-22.
95-22 is what they've got in the scorebook, too. So, yeah, maybe the biggest win by margin, point margin, in the history of Lawrenceville Junior Varsity basketball, huh?
Well, the Oblong Panthers, a member of the Little Okaw Valley Conference, coached by a familiar name around Lawrence County, Mike Ray. And he's right here in front of us, coaching here in Oblong. Mike's been around different spots for a long, long time.
Yeah, what we figure he's coached at Red Hill, Oblong, Hudsonville, Crawford County in Indiana, and a couple of JUCOs, too. I think might be getting ready for lineups for the anthem, Steve.
All right, it's the Lawrenceville Indians and the Oblong Panthers here. We'll be back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in a couple of minutes. This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Back here at Oblong High School, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson, Indian basketball here on Light 103. Starting lineups, first of all, for the visiting Indians, of Randy Bishop with a record of 2-3. They'll start Skyler Toole, the 5'9", 162-pound senior guard. Also starting for the Indians is number 11, Logan Williams, the 6-foot, 145-pound senior. Blaine Whittingham in the starting lineup, number 12. He's a 6'3", 185-pound senior. Number 15, Noah Wager in the starting lineup, a 6'4", 175-pound senior. And Jordan Jones in the starting lineup, number 32. He's a 6'1", 180-pound senior. So for the Indians, it's Toole, Williams, Whittingham, Wager, and Jones. Again, the Indians with a record of 2-3. For the Oblong Panthers of Mike Ray, again with a record of 0-5. They will start number one, Caleb Newman. He is a 6-foot senior. Also number 10, K.J. Davis, a 5'11 freshman. Number 12, Grant Kidwell, also in the starting lineup. He's a 5'9 sophomore. Hayden Johnson is in the starting lineup for the Panthers. Number 20, he is a sophomore, a 5'11 sophomore. And Caleb Black in the starting lineup for the Panthers. He is a 6'6", junior, number 24. So again, the lineup for Oblong, Newman, Davis, Kidwell, Johnson, and Black.
Referees tonight, Steve, men we know very well. They're the Lighty brothers, John, Joe and Don Lighty, along with Johnny Meinhardt, our referees tonight.
The Indians trying to get to the 500 mark. 2-3, as we mentioned before, here in this non-conference affair. Again, you're just joining us. Indian JV winners handily, 95-22. Brennan Whittingham leading the way with 17 points in that win. The Indians again, first of three on the road here tonight against Oblong. Friday in Flora, and a week from tonight in Albion against the Edwards County Lions. Indians in the traveling red uniforms with the white numerals and the red and white and black trim. Home white uniforms for Oblong with purple numerals and orange trim. And the tap is controlled by the Indians. Tribe going from my right to my left to my right as we view it here at center court at Oblong High School. Skyler Toole, right side on the wing to Williams. Cross court now underneath the Wager, who lays it up and in. Noah Wager with an easy basket underneath. And it's 2-0 in favor of the Panthers. Quickly up floor, Oblong, Grant Kidwell, and the ball kicked by an Indian. Out of bounds, it'll be Panther basketball. Just underway here. 7:30 to go in the opening quarter. 2-0 Indians. Looking to get it in is Kidwell. Does out front to Black. Black top of the key to Newman. In the left corner, a long jumper is good. A three ball from the corner. And it is 3-2. Didn't see who that was. I was
Hayden
blocked
Johnson.
Off.
Hayden Johnson hit the three.
Blocked off by the official. So it's 3-2. Oblong in front on the Johnson three-pointer. Here's Jones in the corner. Long jumper by Wager off the mark. No good. And the rebound is brought down by Black. Black off now to Hayden Johnson. He faces trapping pressure near the half-court line. In the corner they go to Davis. And then we have a reach-in foul charged on the Indians.
That foul's going to be on Noah Wager. First foul of the game for either team.
So the Panthers inbound underneath their own hoop, and the ball kicked out of bounds by the defense of Jordan Jones in this smallish gym here. Not much room between the inbounder and the defended player inbounds. There's a jumper for the corner of three ball. Good again. That's Johnson again.
Yeah.
6-2 in favor of the Panthers. 6:38 to go here in the opening quarter. Here's Wager out front to Toole, top of the key. Free throw line jumper by Skyler is through. Took a big bounce and then went down through for Skyler Toole. 6-4. Indians again with full court man-to-man pressure. Newman trying to dribble through it. Does. Gets it across the timeline to Black. Down underneath, the ball is intercepted by Wager. Outlet pass to Jones in the middle now to Toole. Lays it up and in. Toole with the basket. And it is 6-6. 6:09 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Newman across the timeline. Quickly to Kidwell. Kidwell top of the key now to Black. Black right side on the wing to Johnson. Feeds it in the middle now to Newman. Newman double team, triple team on the dribble. Shot off balance is no good. And a loose ball brought down by Williams. Quickly up floor. Left side to Jones. Three-pointer by Jordan. Off the mark, no good from the left side. Rebound brought down by Black of Oblong. 6-6 here, 5:36 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Here's Davis, intercepted by Jones, off to Toole, one-on-one, heads to the hole, lays it up and in, and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. Skyler Toole with the hoop. And the Indians have an 8-6 lead and a chance to increase that lead with a free throw here from Skyler Toole. And a timeout wanted by Mike Ray of the Oblong Panthers. On the People's State Bank scoreboard here, it's a timeout, a Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. 5:28 to go, first quarter, 8-6 Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Free throw up and in by Skyler Toole, completing the three-point play off the timeout. 9-6 Indians by three, 5:25 to go opening quarter. Panthers quickly up floor. Pass is intercepted by Williams off to Toole. Indians want to run. Ball's however intercepted at the other end. Intercepted by Newman of Oblong. Caleb Newman working it up against the pressure to Black in the middle, and he's fouled. Foul charged on the Indians. 9-6, Tribe on top here. 6:09, I make that 5:09 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Inbounding in front of the Indian bench, Grant Kidwell gets it into Black, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Jones, one-on-one to the hole with the left hand, left it short, gets his own rebound up short. And Black with the rebound for the Indians. 2-point blank chances for Jones, couldn't get him to go through. 9-6. Indians, ball out of bounds off the hands of Newman, and an Oblong turnover.
It's 5 turnovers on Oblong already. The Indians have one.
4:50 to go here in the opening period of play, 9-6. Jones in the left corner to Wager. Wager feeding it on the left baseline. Here's Jones on a drive and a foul charged against the Panthers. And Jordan Jones heads to the line for Indian free throw. Tribe already leading by three. Jordan Jones, 6'1", 180-pound senior. Free throw is on its way and no good off the front iron. The score remains 9-6. Indians. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Black. of Oblong. Ball almost taken away by Tool. Now it is taken away by Jones underneath the Tool. Tool fall away from two. Is in and out. No good. Rebounded by Black. And a reach-in foul charged against the Indians. Man, another point-blank shot by the Indians that did not fall. Hope that's not an omen of things to come in this game.
Foul on Logan Williams. That's the third foul on Lawrenceville.
Full court pressure by the Indians. Zone trapping pressure. In it comes to Johnson. Now to Kidwell across the timeline. On the right wing to Davis. Feeds it in the middle to Black. Black underneath. Wide open. Shot up and in by Kidwell. Kidwell with the basket. Nice pass by Black to Kidwell. And it's 9-8 Indians. 4:08 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Tool in the middle now to Winningham. That's Blaine. Left side jumper up and in. A three ball by Noah Wager. Wager with the hoop. And it's 12-8 Indians by four. Again, the trapping pressure across the timeline. Here is Kidwell trying to feed it underneath, and he turned it over. Threw it away. Out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball.
Seven oblong turnovers in half a quarter.
3:45 to go here. Opening period of play. Williams, top of the key to Tool. Right side on the wing to Jones. Now to Tool in the middle now to Winningham. Three-pointer is good from the right side by Logan Williams. And the Indians lead 15-8. 3:26 to go here in the first quarter of play. Black with the ball across the timeline on the right side dribble. His shot is up and in off glass. Chance Black, the 6'6 junior, with a basket off the dribble. And it's 15-10. Indians on top. Wager deep in the left corner for the Indians. On the dribble. The left wing, top of the key to Tool. Right side on the wing to Williams against a zone, a 1-2-2 zone by Oblong. And there's a reach-in foul charged on the Panthers. So the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. 2:59 to go here in the opening period, leading by 5, 15-10. And it comes to Jones. Off of him and out of bounds, it'll be Oblong basketball. White-clad Panthers inbound. Here is Johnson across the timeline to Black at the top of the key between the circles. Now right side to Davis. Down the middle to Black again. He turns with a left-hand hook. Shot no good. Wager the rebound for the Indians. Outlet pass to Jones. Left side feeds underneath now to Winningham, who lays it up and in. Blaine Winningham with the basket. And it's 17-10, Indians by 7 here. And again, the full court trapping pressure. And the Panthers lose it out of bounds. No, it was kicked out of bounds by an Indian, they say, the officials. And so it'll be Panther basketball. 2:30 to go here in the opening quarter. Here's Davis across the timeline to Black. Black on the dribble to the middle. Feeds it underneath. Now shot is up and no good by Kidwell. And a foul charged on the Indians. And going to the line will be Grant Kidwell, the 5'9 sophomore for the Oblong Panthers.
Foul is on Tool, his first, and the fourth on the Indians.
Free throw on its way and good by Kidwell. 17-11. Indians on top here. Another free throw coming up here for Grant Kidwell. Second free throw up and in. 17-12. 2:20 to go, opening quarter. Tool will bring it across the timeline. Now, well, it's still staying a little man-to-man, looks like. Here is a top of the key to Williams. Long jumper by Wager is off the mark. No good. Long rebound out of bounds. It will be Indian basketball. Indian basketball at their offensive end. 2:06 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Noah Wager will be the trigger man for the Indians. Looking to get it in. Does to Tool in the deep right corner. Tool on the dribble, the right baseline, cut off there, feeds it underneath to Winningham. He's triple teamed and feeds it back out to Wager in the corner. Tool a long three, got it. Skyler Tool, a three ball.
10 points in the first quarter for Toole.
It's 22-12, a minute 48 to go as the ball is thrown out of bounds by the Tigers, by the Panthers, I should say, and it'll be Indian basketball. 1:45 to go here in the opening period of play. Indians on top, 20-12. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Jones on the right side dribble, right corner to Williams. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Toole high for the rebound on the baseline left side. And back up with the rebound and a foul. And he'll go to the line for Indian free throws.
He'll be looking for points 11 and 12. Two fouls on Kidwell.
Skyler Toole at the line for the Indians. His free throw is on its way and good. 21-12, a 9-point Lawrenceville lead. Another free throw coming up here for number four, Skyler Toole. Second free throw, no good. Black with a rebound for the Panthers. Outlet pass to Johnson. Johnson across the timeline on the dribble, right side. Feeds it to Black on the right baseline. Fall away from about 15, no good. Wager with a rebound for the Indians. Outlet pass to Toole. Toole right side on the dribble. Leaves it for Wager, but he can't handle the pass, and it's intercepted by Kidwell. Off to Newman across the timeline. The ball tipped out of bounds by Toole into the crowd, and it'll be oblong basketball. Panthers will inbound right in front of the Indian bench. Coach Randy Bishop, Jeremy Brush, and Ian Laughlin, the assistant coaches, alongside the veteran head man. Ball out of bounds, thrown over the top of Kidwell by Johnson, and a turnover on Oblong. Here's Skyler Toole across the timeline, left side on the wing to Jones, looks to the middle. Now right side on the wing to Williams. Williams top of the key to Wager. Thought about a long three, but now backs it out. Left side to Jones on the wing. Underneath to Winningham on the left baseline. Turns, shoots, and scores. Lane Winningham with the hoop. 23-12. Indians on top by 11. Double digits. 38 seconds to go. Opening quarter. Across the timeline. The ball's intercepted by Blaine Winningham and the Indians. Here's Williams. Right side to Toole. Jumper on the way by Skyler. No good. Black the rebound off to Johnson. Across the timeline to Davis, K.J. Davis. Try to feed it underneath. It's intercepted by Toole, one-on-one. Toole heading to the hole, and he's fouled on his way to the hoop by Johnson, preventing an Indian basket. You'll have to earn him at the free throw line with 15 and a half seconds to go here in the first quarter. So once again, Skyler Toole at the line for Indian free throws.
He's got 11 tonight.
Free throw up and in. Nope, went out. Went in and out. So it still remains 23-12. Second one is good. One out of two for Skyler. 23-12. In it comes to Newman. Newman across the timeline. It's intercepted by Wager. Wager dribbling one-on-one. Feeds it now to Toole. His shot is off balance. And a foul charged against the Panthers. And he's taken advantage of mistakes by the Panthers, putting the pressure on, and that's leading to at least attempts at the basket.
That's 12 oblong turnovers here in the first quarter.
Skyler Toole at the line. His free throw is on its way and no good off the front iron.
Skyler's now 3 of 6 at the line tonight.
Score remains 24-12. One out of two for Toole, 25-12, a 13-point Indian lead, 4 seconds to go. The Panthers quickly up floor, Newman to Black. Black down the lane, and he doesn't get a shot off as the first quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, here at the end of one quarter at Oblong High School, score is on the from the Toyota Bushuku press box, Lawrenceville 25 and Oblong 12. Back in a minute. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
The best in light favorites, starring Adele, Billy Joel, Celine Dion, and more. This is Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here in Oblong. Indian basketball on this Tuesday night, the Indians and the Oblong Panthers. Indians leading after one quarter play, 25-12. Glad you're with us. The Panthers will have the ball to begin the second quarter play. Indian basketball brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and by Citizens National Bank of Albion. They're your bank for a lifetime. Panthers, Johnson, left side, on the wing, and the ball intercepted by the Indians. 3-on-2 break. Wager heads to the hole, lays it up and in. Little Euro step action there by Noah Wager.
Gives him 7 points.
And it's 27-12. Indians on top by 15. Again, the trapping pressure. And the Panthers throw over top of it. And it's brought down by Newman. Newman in the right corner, intercepted by Logan Winkles, who's into the game off the break. 2-on-1 break for the Indians. There's a shot up and no good by Wager. He and Tua were 2-on-1. And Wager couldn't get it to fall from 5 feet in. Rebounded by Oblong. Quickly up floor, K.J. Davis tries to take the right baseline. And we have a foul charge. Nope, ball just turned over by the Panthers out of bounds. .714 to go here in the second quarter of play. 27-12 Indians. Substitution in for the Panthers, J.D. McPherson. He's a freshman, a 6-foot freshman. Into the lineup, number 13 for Mike Ray. And the 0-5 Oblong Panthers. Tool across the timeline. Feeds it to high post to Winningham. Lane to the middle, lays it up, and missed it. But he was hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop. And he'll have to earn him at the free throw line. It was a strong, aggressive move by Blaine Winningham to the glass.
Looking for points 5 and 6.
Free throw on its way, and no good. The Indians not doing well at the free throw line here tonight. That's not pleasing to Randy Bishop over on that Indian sideline.
4 of 10 now. 5 of 11 is Winningham sinks that one.
28-12, and it comes to McPherson across the timeline to Black. Now right side on the wing to Newman. Back out front they go to Johnson. Johnson double-teamed. A long jumper from the corner. Well off the mark by Newman. There's a shot up and no good underneath by McPherson. Rebounded by the Indians. Here's Jones to the left baseline. Jones to the hole. Shot up and in. Jordan Jones, a nice move. Left baseline. 30-12. Indians on top by 18 as they begin to stretch the lead here in the second quarter. McPherson across the timeline and over the back for over and back, I should say, against the Panthers.
16 turnovers for the Panthers, 12 points.
Yeah, it's not good. Whenever you have more turnovers than points, it's never good. 30-12, 6:20 to go here in the second quarter. Winningham at the high post, leaves it off for Brennan Winningham. Jumper from the free throw line is off the mark, no good. Long rebound to Jones, right baseline. Cross court now to Winkles, tries to take the left baseline. His shot's off glass, no good. Ball out of bounds, last touch by Sherman. Braden Sherman also into the game for the Indians. Number 44 for the Tribe. And it'll be Indian basketball. It was off of the Panther. I thought it was off Sherman there for a minute. Jones thought about a long three from the top of the key off the inbound. Now we have a foul charged against Sherman underneath for the Indians. Braden Sherman, number 44. He's a 5'11", 208-pound junior. Got caught for the foul there. And 6:01 to go here in the second quarter, 30-12. And it comes to Caleb Newman. Now to Hayden Johnson. Across the timeline on the left side to Newman. Newman feeds in the middle to Black. His Free throw line jumper is good off glass.
Wow.
That was a hard shot with very little touch off glass, but he got it to bank home to Black. And it's 30-14. Indians on top here. Winkles on the deep right wing. Top of the key to Blaine Winningham. Feeds underneath now to Sherman. His shot is short. Rebounded by Black of the Panthers. Quickly up floor. Newman on the left side dribble. Cross court now to Johnson. Feeds it underneath for Black. And he's hacked and fouled on his way to the basket. I think Winkles may have got him down there. We'll wait and see. Nope. Yeah, it was Winkles. Chance Black at the line. Caleb Black, I stand corrected. There is a Chance Black. I think he played for Robinson.
He did.
Free throw is off. No good by Caleb Black. And the score remains 30-14. Indians on top here. Bidding for win number 3 on the young campaign. Black with another free throw. Caleb Black. Free throw up and no good. Rebound is brought down by the Panthers, K.J. Davis, but he can't control the rebound. It went out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. 5:18 to go, second quarter, 30-14. Indians on top. Brennan Winningham across the timeline on the dribble. Feeds it to Jones on the right wing. Thought about a long three. Now he takes it and got it. Double J, Jordan Jones, a long three, right side. 33-14, Indians on top. Quickly across the timeline, McPherson feeds it to Black. Black's long jumper, right side, no good. Lane Winningham with the rebound off to Brennan. Across the timeline he comes on the right side dribble to the baseline. Fall away is off, no good. Rebounded by Black of Oblong. Quickly up floor to Davis. Davis, one on three, now feeds it back out front, but it's intercepted by Jones of the Indians. Jordan Jones, right side to Winkles. Jared on the dribble to the top of the key. Winningham with it. He lets the jumper go from 18. In and out. No good. Rebound fought for. Out of bounds. Last touched by the Indians. It'll be Panther basketball. 4:23 to go here in the second quarter. 33-14. Indians on top here. Again, the zone trapping pressure with Winningham and Jones out front. That duo combines to steal the ball into Winkles. He lets it go from 8, no good. Rebound is controlled by the Panthers. Hayden Johnson across the timeline. Quickly come the Panthers. McPherson now to Johnson. Top of the key. Now in the right corner to Newman. Underneath the Black. Black turns, feeds it to Davis. Lays it up and in. Davis with the basket. And it's 33-16, Lawrenceville. 3:48 to go, second quarter of play. Winkles left side of the wing to Jones, long jumper, good. And now a timeout wanted by Mike Ray. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout from the Toyota Bochuku press box. It's Lawrenceville 36 and Oblong 16. We're back in a minute. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrose Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrose Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbrosFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrose Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Back here in Oblong, Indians foul Caleb Black down low. And he'll go to the line for free throws. Just underway here in the latter part of the second quarter. 3:32 to go, 36-16. Indians on top here. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Indian basketball brought your way by Leggett Lumber. at 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport, and by KZ State Bank, your community, your banks. Free throw up and in by Black, and it's 36-18. Indians have doubled the score here. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Wager at the top of the key to Jones. Free throw line jumper by Jordan. Off the mark, no good. Sherman the rebound. Feeds it back out to Jones. Three-pointer top of the key is no good. Wager the rebound up and in. Noah Wager inside with the basket. 38-18, a 20-point lead. Here's Black at the other end. Shot no good from the right side. Rebounded by Wager. Off to Jones. Jones to the middle. Feeds it now to Williams. Three-pointer on the way by Logan. Get it out, no good from the right side. Wager battling for the rebound. And we have a foul charged against Black of Oblong. So the clock stop, a 2:54 to go here in the second period, 38-18. Indians on top, and Noah Wager visits the free throw line. And his free throw is up and no good. Rebound battle for, and the Panthers come away with it. Grant Kidwell now to Johnson, to Newman. He has the ball intercepted by Toole. Skyler feeds it now to Wager. His shot no good, and a foul charged against the Panthers. Indians looking to fast break at every opportunity here, Bill. Have this Panther squad outmanned.
Yeah, and, they're not very deep either. They've only used one guy off the bench. That's three fouls on KJ Davis.
Free throw up and in by Noah Wager. 39-18, 2:40 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw, no good by Wager. Rebounded by Davis. Quickly up floor, Caleb Newman across the timeline on the right side dribble. Back out front, it's intercepted by Toole. Toole could not stop his momentum near the sidelines, and it's called for traveling.
Okay, so that's 20 turnovers already on Oblong. They have 18 points, and that is the sixth turnover on Lawrenceville. Timeout here, I've taken, Steve.
Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Tirada Bushuku press box. 39-18, Lawrenceville on top. Back in 30 seconds, this is Indian basketball on Light 103. Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal. Back here at Oblong High School, Oblong, Illinois. Steve Anderson with Indian basketball. Bill Richardson alongside. 39-18. Lawrenceville on top here. Panthers with the basketball off the timeout. Indians led 25-12 after one quarter. Have a 39-18 lead here. Here's Black at the free throw line. Jumper off the mark, no good. Jones high for the rebound for the Indians. Jordan Jones one-on-one. Goes to the hole, lays it up. And in off glass. Jordan Jones with the basket, 41-18. 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go, second quarter.
10 points for Jones all here in the second quarter.
And here's Davis trying to feed it to Black underneath. The ball tipped out of bounds by an Indian. It'll be Panther basketball underneath their own hoop. Grant Kidwell will inbound. Kidwell back out front to Newman. Newman on the right side dribble in the corner to Johnson. Back out to Newman on the right wing. Top of the key, Davis. Left side jumper is partially blocked by an Indian. Saved in by Wager. Here's Toole quickly up floor to Williams. Right side now in the middle to Toole. Flashes to the hole. Laid it up, no good. Rebound is tied up between Sherman and also Grant Kidwell of Oblong. Possession arrow is in favor of the Indians. So we'll stay at this end here where the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. Minute 39 to go here in this second quarter play. And it comes to Sherman. He loses the handle. And it's picked up by Caleb Newman for Oblong. Quickly across the timeline. Davis in the corner to Black, right side. Here's a drive down the lane. A shot awkward off glass. No good. 12 feet taken there by the Panthers' Kidwell. And now we have a foul charged against the Panthers. And Noah Wager back to the line for more Indian free throws. Minute 18 to go here in the second quarter.
Indians will be shooting two the rest of the way. Double bonus time.
Free throw by Wager is no good off the front iron. Again, the Indians not doing well at the free throw line here tonight. Second free throw up and in, one out of two. 41-18. And it comes to Black across the timeline between the circle dribble. Waits for a guard to get it to. Now finds Johnson on the right side. His long jumper is off the mark, no good. And now we have Black. Looks like he sprained his ankle. And he hits the ground hard. Looks like he sprained the right ankle.
Going to be a serious blow for Oblong, Steve. He's the one guy they have who's really, really getting a lot done. He has 4 points tonight and 9 rebounds. He's getting just about every rebound, but it looks like he's in some serious pain. I don't know if they're looking at an ankle or a knee.
Ankle. Checking out the ankle here. 109 to go here in the second quarter, 42-18.
Yeah, Loblong already thin. They've only played one sub. They only have two subs on their bench, so this would just be devastating for them. He's getting up. They're going to help him off the floor.
Yeah, he's going to have to come out. Number 24, he represents their size at 6'6". They don't have anybody close to that. Well, they got John Harmon. He's a sophomore, 6'3". But Caleb Black at 6'6", the man inside for the Panthers, and they'll replace him in the lineup with J.D. McPherson. So they lose 6 inches there in that exchange. Panthers will inbound underneath their own hoop. Trigger man will be Grant Kidwell for the Panthers. 42-18, Indians on top here. Now they're getting some perspiration up off the floor where Black fell to the floor after spraining his ankle. Kidwell looking to get it in. Does out on the left wing to Newman. In the left corner now to Johnson again. Johnson, three-pointer from the corner, is no good. Off the front iron. It would have went, but fell off the front iron, and so Hayden Johnson, 5'11 sophomore, will have to earn him at the line. He'll have three free throws from there.
Fouls on Logan Williams, his second.
Free throw on its way and up and in by Hayden Johnson.
Looks good, Steve. I just bet you he makes all three of these.
The free throw coming up here. Got it. And another one coming up here for Johnson. 42-20, a 22-point Indian lead. A minute to go here in the second quarter of play. Not all three. 42-21, Indians with the balls. Tool will bring it across the timeline. On the dribble. Feeds it to the high post to Sherman. He looks to the middle. Sherman down the lane and throws it up. No good, but he was hacked and fouled and will head to the line for Indian free throws. Braden Sherman for the Indians at the line.
Okay, that's 4 fouls on K.J. Davis. And they have Black on the sideline with the injury. So.
Free throw no good by Sherman.
Desperate straights here for the Panthers.
49 and a half seconds to go here in the second quarter. Free throw up and in by Sherman. One out of two for Braden. And the Indians lead 43-21. Up floor quickly come the Panthers. Johnson a long three from the right side. Off the mark, no good. Long rebound, battle for. Tool with it. Feeds it in the middle now to Sherman. Sherman loses the handle, and it's intercepted by Grant Kidwell. Kidwell has the ball slapped away from behind in a foot race down the floor. Tool caught up with him and knocked it away from behind. It'll be Panther basketball underneath their own hoop. Kidwell looking to get it in. Does to Newman in the right corner. The ball kicked out of bounds by Jordan Jones of the Indians. Panther basketball, their offensive end with 30.6 seconds to go in the second quarter. Kidwell inbounds to Newman. Runs it down. Now back out front to Davis. He saves it across the timeline to Kidwell. In the corner to Newman. Now to McPherson. McPherson's jumper left side well off the mark. Rebounded by Wager. Outlet pass to Jones. Across the timeline. Feeds it now to Sherman. Left side. Lays it up and in. Scoop shot. The old scoop shot by Braden Sherman. 45-21. 4 seconds to go. Pressure on the Panthers. Davis across the timeline. Loses it out of bounds. And that will end the second quarter of play. So a first half dominated by the Lawrenceville Indians. And that finds the Tribe on top handily here on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box here in Oblong. Our score is the Lawrenceville Indians 45, Oblong Panthers 21. We're back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jill Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Casey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Casey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Casey State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Back here at Oblong High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian basketball here on Light 103 WAKO. So far, so good if you're an Indian fan. Here at halftime, it's the Lawrenceville Indians 45, Oblong Panthers 21. Indians have led throughout 25-12 after one quarter play and lead 45-21 here at halftime. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. And I think Bill is ready with a look at some of the first half numbers.
Yeah, Steve, it's actually Oblong got off to a good start in this game. Noah Wegger scored the first bucket, but then Johnson hit those back-to-back three-pointers to put Oblong up 6-2. Since then, though, it's been all Indians. They tied the game on a shot by Toole, took the lead on a three-pointer by Wegger, and went on to lead 25-12 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored Oblong 20-9 in the second period, and the Indians lead it here at halftime, 45-21. Turn 40, had 12 in the first quarter, 9 more in the second quarter. 21 points for the Panthers, also 21 turnovers. The Indians have 8 turnovers here at halftime. Leading the way for the Indians, they have 3 in double figures already. Skylar Toole leads Lawrenceville in scoring with 13 points. He scored all of those in the period. Wegger has 11 points. Jordan Jones has 10. All of Jordan's points coming in the second period. Blaine Winningham has scored 5 points. Braden Sherman scored 3 points. He's also hit a 3-pointer. Off the bench, Winkles has played and not scored. Brennan Winningham has played and not scored. For Oblong, leading the way is Johnson. He hit those 2 3-pointers in the first minute or so of the game, later hit 3 free throws when he was fouled on a 3-point shot. And Hayden Johnson leads the Oblong Panthers with 9 points at halftime. Caleb Black has 6 points for Oblong. He has 9 rebounds. He is the young man who left the game late in the second period with an apparent sprained ankle, and it does not look good for his return. Grant Kidwell has 4 points for Oblong. K.J. Davis has 2. Caleb Newman started and didn't score. J.D. McPherson is the only Panther to play off the bench, and he is also scoreless here at halftime. So, once again, first half score, Lawrenceville 45, Oblong 21. The Indians are back out on the floor.
We'll be back to talk more about this first half after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Oblong, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Try back out on the floor. Really not much to talk about in the Indian locker room, Bill. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Try to do it a little better, I guess. The only really thing that you can probably quarrel about for the Indians is the free throw shooting. It's not been that good here. But other than that, the Indians have had things under control.
Yeah, it's a lot like we expected, Steve. They were going to be able to force Oblong into a lot of turnovers. And frankly, the Indians have got a lot of really good looks in transition after the turnover. They've not really converted them probably as much as they would like to, or the lead might even be bigger than that. And again, they are struggling at the foul line. I did not total up the foul shots. I'll do that here real quick if you'll talk for a second.
Again, if just joining us, Indians play here tonight against Oblong, and then they'll be at Flora Friday for conference play, then back out of conference a week from tonight in Albion against the Edwards County Lions. And again, this is a non-conference game. By the way, Oblong, as we mentioned at the outset, member of the Little Okaw Valley Conference. They're in there along with Hudsonville Palestine and others.
7-17 from the foul stripe for Lawrenceville.
Not very good.
A lot of points being left on the floor.
All right, that has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Bill and I are back with the second half in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff
who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and member FDIC.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Back here at Oblong, ready for the second half. The Panthers just out on the floor, will inbound. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, 45-21, Indians on top. Here's Newman across the timeline in the right corner, and the ball is out of bounds, last touched by Grant Kidwell. Turnover on the Panthers, and that's been their bugaboo here tonight. Plenty of turnovers. 45-21, Toole. Off to Wager, leaves it for Toole, deep on the right wing. Now back to Wager, lays it up, and he can't convert. Missed the shot, it was wide open and couldn't get it to fall. Just underway, third quarter of play. It was Davis in the middle now to Black. Black back out on the floor after spraining his ankle. And there's a foul charged on the Indians down low. And heading to the line will be Grant Kidwell for Oblong.
The foul is on Jordan Jones. It's his third.
Grant Kidwell, 5'9", sophomore. Free throw up and in by Kidwell. Gets the glad hand from his Panther teammates. 45-22. Indians on top here. Just underway in the second half. Second free throw is no good. Winningham the rebound. That's Blaine. Off to Toole. Skyler across the timeline. To the free throw line, cut off there. Winningham to Winkles on the left baseline. Now to Wager, back out front to Jones. Fakes, has the ball knocked away, recovers top of the key. Left corner to Winkles, who starts the second half. Here's Winningham feeding it, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Johnson of Oblong. Turnover on the Tribe. Here's Davis in the corner, trying to feed underneath the Black, who lays it up and in. Caleb Black back in there. Good to see the big guy. He's his way up down the floor gingerly on that ankle. There's two of the drive to the basket, no good. And the rebound is controlled by the Panthers' Newman, and a reach-in foul charged on Toole of the Indians. That stops the clock with 6:48 to go, third quarter, 45-24. Indians.
Second foul on Toole.
Hayden Johnson signals the play as he makes it across the timeline. Feeds it to the high post to Black. And now back to Johnson on the deep left wing. Cross court now to Newman. Newman feeds it underneath for Black. He turns, shoots, and scores. Caleb Black, the 6'6 junior. 45-26. Now Winningham shoots over Black at the other end and scores from about 6 feet. Blaine Winningham the basket, 47-26. Lawrenceville. Davis in the middle now to Black. Left side. Throws it up there with the left hand. No good. Rebounded by Jones. Indians want to run. Three on three. Left side to Toole. The left baseline. Shot up too hard. Rebound battle four. Scramble for it. Out of bounds. Saved by the Panthers. Saved by Newman across the timeline. Caleb Newman in the middle to Black. Black left side to Davis. In the middle. Throws it up there. It's partially blocked. And Jones has the loose ball rebound. Feeds it in the middle now to Winningham. Lays it up and in. Lane Winningham with the hoop. 49-26, 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Indians triple team. Now they get it to Black. Lays it up with the right hand. No good. From about 5 feet off the dribble. And Jones the rebound. Jones on the baseline right side. Shot up and in off glass. Jordan Jones, a nice move on the baseline, right side. 5:20 to go in the third quarter, 51-26 underneath, wide open, a shot up and in by Kidwell. A rare easy basket for Oblong here tonight. 51-28, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. In the middle to Wager, shoots, no good, as he shot over the smaller Davis, and rebounded by Black of the Panthers. Here's Johnson. Now we have a foul out front, charged against the Indians.
Third foul on Skylar Tuhl, third foul on the Indians this half as well.
McPherson into the game, replacing Davis for the Indians, and Williams in for Jones for Randy Bishop. 51-28, 4:54 to go, third quarter. Here in Oblong, ball intercepted by Winkles. Tries to feed it through to Tuhl, but it's intercepted by Newman. Newman across the timeline, Caleb Newman. Now on the right wing to Aiden Johnson. Left side to Newman again. Long bomb by Newman. No good, but there's Black. Up, no good. Black battling for the rebound. Loose ball comes to Blaine Winningham. Off to Jones. Across the timeline, left side. In the left corner to Wager. Back out to Tuhl on the wing. Top of the key. Williams, a three ball. Got it. Good ball movement there by the Indians. In, out, and then back out. Again, after an interior pass to Williams, who hit the three.
Six tonight for Logan Williams.
54-28, 4:08 to go, third quarter. In the corner, here is Kidwell. Newman, a long three-pointer off the mark, long rebound, run down by Newman. Tries to feed it underneath. It's off the hands of McPherson and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball as Skylar Tuhl checks out. It looks like Leighton Ivers into the game and a timeout wanted. A 30-second break by Mike Ray. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, an Amber Alfredo Credit Union timeout from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box. Lawrenceville 54, Oblong 28. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Oblong, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, 3:58 to go, third quarter. It is Lawrenceville 54, Oblong 28. Indians with the ball. Jarrett Winkles, Leighton Ivers, Logan Williams, Noah Wager, and Blaine Winningham, the five out there for the Tribe. Here's Winningham at the high post. In the corner, Ivers, a long three, is no good. Rebound control by Winkles. Feeds it to Winningham at the baseline. Now back out to Ivers. Lets it go. A three ball from the left side by Ivers.
First three of the night for him.
Leighton Ivers, a 5'7 freshman, 120-pounder, number five. Now the Indians intercept. Here is Ivers quickly across the timeline. Winningham to the hole. Lays it up. No good. Off the pass from Ivers and a foul charged against the Panthers. Blaine Winningham at the line for the Indians. The 33 on his back. And his free throw is on its way and no good. Indian basketball brought your way by Wabash General Hospital. They have high quality and effective health care for you and your family. And by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. The Dobson deal is a better deal. Free throw up and in by Winningham. I think he hit both those.
He hit the second.
Let's hit the second one. They missed the first one. That's what I meant to say. 58-28, a 30-point Indian lead with 3:15 to go, third quarter. Ball out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball right in front of our broadcast position here. Floor level here at Oblong. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. And Johnson back out front to Davis on the right wing. Now to Newman. Here's Black on the left baseline. Cut off there by a double team. Now a reach-in foul charged on Winkles of the Indians. Clock moving here in this third quarter with a 30-point deficit.
It's not supposed to move to the fourth quarter, Steve.
3 minutes.
That's fine, you know, but it's really not supposed to be moving to the fourth quarter. That's okay.
Here's Newman in the middle, has the ball knocked away, recovered underneath to Davis. Now he loses the handle, and it's brought down by Ivers. Ivers across the timeline, left side. Williams, a three ball, no good. Rebounded by Winningham. Blaine brings it out. Top of the key, now to Ivers again. Left side to Winkles on the wing. He lets a long three ball go and got it. Winkles, Jarrett Winkles, a three ball from the left side.
First three of the night for Winkles.
61-28. Indians on top, 2:33 to go here in the third quarter of play. Johnson down to Newman. It's intercepted by Wager. Two on two with Ivers. Gives it to Ivers. He lets it go. No good. Tried to tip it in. Wager did, but he missed it. And the ball brought down. Loose ball by Johnson of Oblong. Now to Davis. They feed to Black on the left baseline. Black to the hole. Lays it up. Scores. And a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Caleb Black with the basket. And a chance at a three-point play for the big guy. Nursing a sprained right ankle.
Foul on Winkles is second.
Sherman in and Blaine Winningham out for the Indians. Free throw up and in by Black.
Now they've stopped the running clock.
2:07 to go here in the third quarter. 61-31, 30-point lead. Ivers to Sherman at the high post, turns, looks to the middle, bounces it down low to Wager. He turns, shoots, and scores, and a chance at a three-point play.
That was on the floor.
Noah Wager with the basket, and a three-point play opportunity here for Noah Wager with a minute 56 to go here in the third quarter.
Third foul on Johnson. I'm sorry, Steve.
Indians on top, 61-33. Free throw no good by Wager. Rebounded by McPherson. He throws it away to Wager. Now left side to Jones on the wing. Jones backs it out. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebounded by Winkles. Back to Jones again on the left wing. Now between the circles to Wager. Back to Jones again. Fakes the three. Tries to take the left baseline. Cut off by Davis. Now he backs out for a three and scores. Jordan Jones doing pretty much what he wants on that left side. And it's 64-33, a minute 25 to go, third quarter here in Oblong. Wide open underneath, Davis shoots and scores on the back end of that zone. Caught the Indians napping. 64-35, a minute 15 to go here in the third quarter. Sherman at the high post, turns, left side, Ivers on the wing, feeds it down low and underneath to Wager. Turns, shoots. No good from about 5 feet. Black the rebound for the Panthers. Quickly up floor are the Panthers. They work it back out front to Hayden Johnson. He lets a long three ball go. It's off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Winkles. Outlet pass to Jones. Underneath now to Wager on the right baseline. Back to Jones, right wing. 36 seconds to go in the period. Ivers top of the key, a three ball, no good. And the rebound, long rebound, comes to Newman of Oblong. He gets it off to Johnson. He'll bring it across the timeline. 24 seconds to go. Quarter, 64-35 Indians. Down low they go to Black. He turns to the hole, shoots, no good. And the rebound run down, loose ball by Leighton Ivers. Across the timeline. Left side to Jones, loads up a three ball, no good. Rebound controlled by Newman with 4 seconds to go. Newman across the timeline, long half-court shot off the mark as the third quarter comes to an end. On the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box here at Oblong, our score, Lawrenceville Indians 64, Oblong Panthers 35. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
66-35, the score as we are back here ready for the fourth quarter. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, long jumper top of the key by Sherman is off the mark and out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball. So with 66-35 at the end of three quarters. And that's what it is now as we are into the final period. Newman to Davis on the right baseline underneath the Black, who turns and scores. Caleb Black with the basket. 66-37, 7:20 to go in the game. Indian substitutions getting set here momentarily. Here's a shot up, no good by Sherman underneath on the left side of the basket. From about 5 feet, he'll have to earn him at the free throw line. Underhill, Kelly, and also Zollers getting set to check in. Looks like Hunter Scott also ready to check in there. Wholesale substitutions for the Indians here. 6:50 to go in the game, and the continuous clock is on the march. 66-37. Wager out and others. Zollers in, Kelly in, Underhill in. Free throw up and in by Sherman. 67-37, 30-point lead, 6:25 to go in the game. Here's Davis in the left corner, feeds it in the middle to Black. Black turns to the baseline, shot up and in. That guy's got some good post moves. Not the most agile of guys, but he does have good post moves for a big guy, and that's all you really need.
17 points tonight for him.
Here is Underhill driving to the hole right side, and a foul charged against the Panthers with 6 minutes to go in the game. Zeph Underhill at the line for the Indians. Zeph, a 5'11 sophomore, number 10. His free throw is up and no good. Scott in and Sherman out for the Tribe. Indian basketball brought your way by Best Way Express, now hiring CDL drivers, and by the Cunningham Young Funeral Home. Free throw missed by Underhill. Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family at a time of need. Here's Newman on the dribble. Right side on the wing for the Panthers to McPherson. Now to Johnson. Johnson working against Underhill. Down the lane, puts it up from about 12 feet. Left side, no good. Gets his own rebound. And a foul charge. Reach-in foul on the Indians with 5 minutes to go in the game. And the Indians on top comfortably, 67-39. Panthers will inbound underneath their own hoop. They do out front to Newman, and he's bumped and fouled by Zollers. Brennan Winningham getting set to check in, replacing Leighton Ivers in the Indian lineup. He gets the glad hand on the sideline from the Indian coaching staff. 67-39, 4:33 to go in the game, and the clock moving here. Caleb Newman at the line for the Indians. Free throw up and no good, and last touched by the Panthers. It'll be Indian basketball. 4:10 to go, and the clock moving here, 67-39. Indians on top. Substitutes in for the Tribe with this game in hand. Underhill out front. Brendan Winningham, a long three. Got it. Brendan Winningham, number three, with the hoop. And it's 70-39, 3:50 to go in the game. In the middle to Black. Black turns left side with the hook. No good. Rebound control by Kelly. Ethan Kelly of the Indians. Underhill across the timeline. Brandon Winningham feeds in the left corner. Scott, a long three, is no good. Rebound control by Zollers. He lets it go, and in and out, no good from the right baseline. And rebound controlled by Black of Oblong. 3:25 to go in the game. 70-39. Jumper is off the mark, taken by the Panthers, rebounded by Zollers. He's got a three-on-two break, heads to the hole, lays it up. No good. Rebound battle for, and scramble for the loose ball. And we have a foul charged on the Indians, I believe. It was. So we go to the other end for Panther free throws with 2:55 to go in the game, 70-39. The scoring at the line will be Grant Kitwell, the 5'9 sophomore for Oblong. Free throw up and no good. Rebounded by Davis. It lays it up and in. KJ Davis, the freshman with the basket.
6 points for Davis.
70-41, 2:30 to go in the game. Here's a shot, no good, underneath, taken there by Underhill. And Black with the rebound for the Panthers, brings it across the timeline himself. Top of the key dribble, down the lane he comes, feeds it to Davis, back out front. Here's a long three-pointer off the mark by Newman. Long rebound to Underhill of the Indians. Zeth trying to take that right baseline, cut off. Now he lets the jumper go, and he got it. Underhill with the basket. And it's 72-41 with 2 minutes to go in the game. Indians on their way to win number three. They'll be at the 500 mark, 3-3. Long jumper is good. A three ball taken by Hayden Johnson, left side.
Three threes tonight for Hayden Johnson. He has 12 points.
72-44. Indians, a minute 40 to go in the game. Underhill off to Zollers. His jumper right side. Got it. Damon Zollers, number 20 with the hoop for the Indians. 74-44. Back to a 30-point lead. Minute 25 to go in the game. Here's Davis off to Newman. Back top of the key to Kidwell. Try to feed it to Black, intercepted by Ryan Schultz, who's into the game. Zollers down the lane, has the ball knocked away. Rebounded, loose ball rebound by the Panthers. Newman deep on the left wing. A minute to go in the contest. 74-44, Indians. Now the Panthers slow it down a bit here, go into an offensive set. They're working left side to Kidwell, in the middle to Black. Black double team, back out to Kidwell on the left wing. Now to the baseline to Black, and he's fouled by Schultz with 42 seconds to go in the game. Might be just enough time for Black to get these free throws in before the game comes to an end with this continuous clock still moving at 30 seconds to go. Free throw on its way, and good by Black. Caleb Black, 6'6", junior, number 24. Another free throw. Missed that one. Rebounded by Zollers with 11 seconds to go. Underhill quickly up floor to the hole. Lays it up short. And we have a foul charged against the Panthers, K.J. Davis. But the game is going to end. And the final four, final score, I should say, 74-45. Lawrenceville Indians defeat the Oblong Panthers. So again, the Indians now 3-3. Oblong falls to 0-6. Indians win handily here, 74-45 in this non-conference tilt. We will take a break. Be back with the post-game show on the People Take Bank scoreboard, the Toyota Mushuku press box. It is Lawrenceville 74 and Oblong 45. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport,
then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Back here at Oblong as the fans file to the exits after having watched the Lawrenceville Indians pick up their third win of the year against three losses, Indians winning by a score of 74-45. Indians never really seriously challenged in this game. Oblong did get off to a good start here on their home floor, but Indians quickly took over and led handily after one quarter, 25-12, 45-21 at the half, 66-35 after three quarters, and the final 74-45. A reminder that Indian basketball here on Light 103 is brought your way by People's State Bank. Ask about their student checking accounts today. And by Toyota Boshuku, Illinois. Ask to join their team today. Time now for the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington, Indiana postgame show. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here. Indians win it by a score of 74-45. As we mentioned, no serious challenge for the Indians here as they win going away 74-45.
Well, Steve, the Indians, like you said, they fell behind early 6-2, but once they got rolling, they were never in trouble. At 25-12 at the end of the first quarter, 45-21 at halftime, 63-33 after three quarters, ended up winning it 74-45. Four players in double figures for Lawrenceville, led by Jordan Jones with 15 points. Skylar Toole had 13. Noah Wager had 11. And Blaine Winningham finished with 10. Also, Sherman had 4 points. 6 points off for Logan Williams, who got the start tonight. He hit a pair of three-pointers. 3 points for Brennan Winningham, 3 points for Leighton Ivers, a basket for Damon Zollers, and a basket for Underhill. For Oblong, Caleb Black led the way with 18 points, 12 points for Hayden Johnson, 7 points for Grant Kidwell, 6 points for K.J. Davis. Caleb Norman started, didn't score. The only guy to play off the bench for the Oblong Panthers was J.D. McPherson. He did not score. So, again, Caleb Black leads Oblong with 18 as Coach Bishop makes his way to the microphone.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop joins us on the postgame show. Indians win it by a score of 74-45. And, Randy, he took control of this game early and really seriously challenged.
Yeah, the pressure on the trap. We knew that their guards were real young, so we went after them pretty good. And that kind of was the difference in the game, kind of set the tempo. You know, I thought Wager played better tonight. He got on the boards. He probably had 10 or 11 rebounds, I think. I'm not sure exactly, but I know he had 9 there at one time. So that was good to see, and he started attacking the basket. Jones shot pretty well from the outside. We had a lot of kids contribute, and in all fairness, Oblong, they're young. And I've been there before. You got young freshman guards and stuff, and, you know, they're going to struggle a little bit. But You know, they've made improvements over last year. There's no doubt about that. Mike's made them a little better, I think. They're big kid. I was kind of impressed with him. He did
black.
Some scoring around the basket. And that's the only thing I was kind of disappointed in, that we were letting them get the ball inside there a little bit. Because against the better teams, that could really cost us. And our free throws.
Yeah.
We've been making free throws in practice, and then tonight we couldn't make a free throw. And can't do that. You have to beat the good teams.
Anything else to add, Randy?
No, I'm glad
you really
won.
Had things in control.
I think that the pressure, you know, just think about pressing. You have to live and die by it. And if you're going to be good at it, you hope at the end of the year you get the wrinkles ironed out. But when you win like that and you get big spurts, it gives your kids confidence that they're going to be able to press. So I'm happy about that. It was a good win. Puts us back to 500. We think, actually, we could win the next three games. So I think we'll be okay with Edwards County if we play Flora. At Flora, you know how that goes. That'll be a tough one, but I think we'll be all right. And then Revay, I think that we might be able to get them at home. So it'd be nice to get three wins before we go into the meat grinder at T-Town. And we have Oak Lawn there, and that'll be a challenge. So.
Okay, congratulations on the win. We'll see you Friday.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Randy.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians pick up the victory here by a score of 74-45. We will take a break, come back with our players of the game, and more on the postgame show. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Embraugh Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Embraugh Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbraughFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Embraugh Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back here at Oblong, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports. Indians win it by a score of 74-45 to get to 3-3, the 500 mark. Time now for the Anna Lou Chapman with Remax Real Estate and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited and Bill Dobson Ford, tough player of the game. Bill, what do you think?
Well, tonight, Steve, let's give it to Noah Weger. He had 11 points, was one of four Indians in double figures. And also grabbed 9 rebounds to lead the way. So Noah Weger is the honoree tonight.
All right, Noah Weger, our player of the game here. Next Indian broadcast coming up on Friday. The Indians venture to Conley Gym, the unfriendly confines, to meet the Florida Wolves. We'll hope you'll join us then. Again, the Indians win here by a score of 74-45. Oblong drops to 0-6. Indians at 3-3. Bill, we'll see you Friday on the way to Flora.
Thanks, Steve. I can't wait to make that trip.
All right. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios. That's been Bill Schrode. Again, thanks for listening, folks. Again, the final, Lawrenceville 74, Oblong 45. Steve Anderson saying so long from Crawford County.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Embraugh Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball brought to you all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.